The Ghana National Fire Service has recorded 170 fire outbreaks between the 1st and 9th of this month, a situation described by a PR of the service, Prince Billy Anaglate, as very alarming. He identifies the Harmattan as the major contributor to the spread of these fires. He also noted that almost all the fires were as a result of human errors and called for stiffer punishment of offenders. Mr. Anaglate spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
You will be surprised to know that from the 1st to the 9th, we have a total of 170 fires, which is alarming. It is because of the Harmattan effect as well. Every moisture contained in all these combustible materials was taken away, reducing their ignition temperature so that the heat that might be introduced to some of these things that we could by not even cause any ignition. So now, because they have reduced their ignition temperature with the slightest heat introduced to it, definitely would initiate the fire.
This brings to mind the issue of education. How are you going about this?
The fire service before the Harmattan have been educating people, and into the Harmattan we again try to intensify our education. We try to increase the number of fire volunteers in the community. These fire volunteers are also serve as educators in the community. They also serve as the people that police the area and then enforce the law. If we should be able to succeed in our fight against this bushfire, then the Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies have a very big role to play, because PNDC Law 229 of 1990 stipulated clearly that unit fire prevention unit committees should be established in this assembly, and they will ensure the enactment and the enforcement of these bylaws to ensure that bushfires are prevented in the community. But it is surprising to know that most of these assemblies are without this unit fire volunteer prevention unit committee are not in the assembly. And then where they are even established in the assembly, they are only in names that they are not active, so they do not even ensure the enactment and enforcement. So we are hoping that some of these assemblies would now intensify their involvement in this bushfire prevention.
A PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Prince Billy Anaglate.
In a related development, Mr. Anaglata says personnel of the service eventually put out the fire that engulfed some warehouses at the Tema Mangwaze runabout yesterday. Briefing Radio Ghana on the difficulties encountered in putting out the fire, Mr. Anaglata condemned the attitude of certain people who tried to undermine the operations. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarten.
Close to 8 p.m. yesterday, we were able to extinguish the rest of the fire that were in the basement at the BBC premises. So finally, the fire that gutted BBC premises was finally extinguished.
Could you give us an update? Were there loss of lives and the amount of property that got destroyed?
There was no casualty per se. What I can say about any casualty there was when the public was trying to interfere in our operational duty, and the Navy and the police were trying to ensure sanity within the area to enable us to work. And the public took offense and they were throwing stones and other things against us. And I remember that one gentleman fell down. We realized that they said it was a stone, and others were saying it was a stray bullet and other thing, and he was sent to hospital. But as to what actually happened thereafter, I will not be able to tell. But in the fire itself, there was no casualty from them. And the BPC premises, they had about 13 warehouses in them. But the fire destroyed 6 of those warehouses. We were able to protect the rest of the warehouse.
Right, Mr. Anaglate, but you were talking of someone trying to cause mischief by throwing, is it stones or a stray bullet? Why would people do that?
Well, actually, I can't see exactly why he do that, but I believe that in an attempt to assist in the firefighting, anytime there is fire and we get to the ground, I attempt the first people to get to the ground and they begin to do what they think to enable them to extinguish the fire. But when we get to the ground, they continue to assist us. That's what they think. But looking at them, they are not even properly having any personal protective equipment on themselves. They don't have helmet, they don't have firefighting So you realize that they can endanger their life in trying to fight the fire. So we try to ensure that they allow us to do our job, because when they are doing it, they even interfere in whatever we do.
Is this a confirmation of the perception held by some people that you are usually not spot on by the time you reach the scene? People may have been fed up with your late arrival, so they may have protested against you on that occasion.
And you agree with me that even if the very place that the fire is at and they call us, even in that community, even if we have a fire station in that community, we are going to at least drive from our premises to wherever the fire is. And there will be people at that premises where the fire is, but they will be the first people to call us. So whatever happens, the people will go to bed before we get there.
You heard a public relations officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate.